After a few days in silence like we're spending, if you're not too busy with texting secretly on your phone in your room, or following all of your thoughts, you know, then you're getting a little bit more sensitive. Otherwise, it's just business as usual. But if you're paying attention closely, not as much following thoughts as being aware of them, you know, being aware of the body, being aware of the feeling tone, the tone in the heart and the mind and the experiences, the tonality, the moods. So attending to, you know, what's presently arising, what's in operation. Not just, following along, but being awake to, curious about. So if you've been doing something like this to the best of your ability in the last few days, it's a classic thing that might happen. It doesn't happen at every retreat or for everyone, but sometimes there is what we call the life review, you know, a moment where we actually, with a little bit more calm, a little bit more honesty, a little bit more care, we see that we can review some of the choices we made, things we said, things we didn't say, how we contributed to this or that, you know. And maybe we can allow, you know, a certain, what's the word I heard, or expression? Cognitive dissonance. Huh? Like, I'm a good person, I've always been a good person, but now that I'm a little bit more quiet and stable, I could maybe admit that this was a little lousy here, you know. it was not that helpful, this or that. Could be in the recent past or the further away past, or and the mind being a little bit more quiet and stable and able to feel, really, instead of avoiding, justifying. You know, we could actually feel the reverberation of things we've done or haven't done that has harmed ourselves or others, you know. And instead of, you know, this, an extreme would be denial, etc. Another one would be guilt tripping, you know, using the opportunity to make a self that is hateable. Do you see what I mean? Like, I'm a bad person. You know, with a quiet, balanced mind, we can recognize, oh, this action, these words, at that time in my life, I was not very wise, you know. There was a lack of wisdom, or there was the strong reactivity. And so we could feel what we call spiritual regret, you know, like feeling the kind of ouch, the impact of an action on our own life or the life of others, you know, and actually sit with this. It's called an unpleasant feeling. It's unpleasant, but the Buddha made the distinction. He said, this one is unpleasant, but liberating. You know, so it's not everything that is pleasant, you know, all the mind states that are liberating that are pleasant. Huh? Some liberating mind states are unpleasant to feel. Sometimes, you know, when we feel, oh, there's been this that I've done that was not helpful to myself and others. It's not pleasant, but it's onward leading, you know. As guilt, for example, could be unpleasant, but not onward leading, could be entangling. Do you follow a little bit? Making of a self, I'm a bad person, you know. Here the distinction is recognizing these words, these intentions, these attitude was not helpful. It had an impact on my own well-being, on the well-being of another or others. And so that's a kind of a spiritual maturity that can allow that to really consider something and take in a way responsibility, not as you're responsible, but responsibility here. It's a way that transformation can happen. And so, yeah, we think that at this time in the retreat, after a few days, we can see, because we've been exposed to it here as we sit and walk and go around, the way maybe we abuse ourselves or, don't use our minds and heart to healthy ways, And so it could be wholesome in the practice at some point to do a forgiveness practice. Forgiving self, that's what I'm talking about now. Could be also useful to forgive somebody else. I think with the practice, what we discover, becoming close, intimate with mind states, we discover how they can really take over, kidnap the mind and heart, and strong sometimes hatred or reactivity or rage or greed or denial can be many different emotions, and discovering for ourselves the power of these emotions, we might understand how anybody who experiences this, it makes more sense now that they would act like this or say things like this, or we can recognize maybe something. I felt murderous rage earlier today when Pascal said this. I know the intensity of that. I've also experienced that being in silence, walking, sitting, drinking tea with a quality presence, even if it's slightly unstable for sure, but over the hours, sometimes, boops, the mind opens up and it sees the past in a different way. It appears a different way. And suddenly, I can take responsibility. It's not just the other one that was bad in this. I didn't help, Or maybe I can see the other one and say, there was a lot of confusion in you. There was a lot of reactivity. Wow. A different angle can happen. So it can be good to actually stop and say, hey, I offer my forgiveness. Or I intend to forgive you, bastard. I'm not there yet, but I'm not finished with you. Or it might be even silently, if it's not done in communication with the other, maybe to ask for forgiveness. These are very classic Buddhist practices, offering forgiveness to oneself, offering forgiveness to another, or at least maybe creating the intention to do this one day, and then asking for forgiveness. I ask you for forgiveness. I haven't done this or that cleanly, It's a humbling work, it's a liberating work, and it's also very, very tricky, delicate. And often, as we are, the classic instruction is to start with the place where you've hurt a little bit or have been hurt a little bit. And usually we go straight to, the most difficult person in our life, which is not wise to do, but it also, to me, it says, how much we want healing around these things, And so we'll go straight to the most difficult, and then we'll say, it doesn't work. Because we haven't kind of built you know, slowly that capacity, and also because with the, you know, very difficult things, it might not be totally done in this lifetime, you know. But still, it's good to kind of turn the mind towards this and consider this in some ways, you know, and the mind being a little bit more quiet, more honest, maybe more creative. It could bring something in. And when I say forgiveness, it doesn't mean it doesn't count. It's like it didn't happen. We're forgetting. We actually know what was said, what was done, or not said. We know. We're not forgetting. We're just saying we're not gonna, you know, be stuck with this in the heart, you know, actively hating, you know. We're doing this for ourselves, you know, to find some space in the heart. So it's extremely delicate. It might so not be the right timing for you tonight. And it might be. You might say, oh, actually, yeah, I'd be willing to consider this in one angle, you know, or another. Maybe nobody has ever hurt you. You've never hurt anybody. Then chances are you're a Labrador. I remember reading a monk. It really touched me deeply. He said, "You know, I've hurt people. It's not possible to not hurt people. I have hurt people. And I'm practicing the Dhamma. This is what I'm doing now. I'm practicing the Dhamma, you know." And there's something very wise, I thought. And it's not possible not to hurt people. So maybe we'll do a classic version of this. Do not put any pressure on yourself. This is exploration. I don't know if playful really fit in the field here, but you know, it's not like a sure. There's nothing like this. I'm doing this just because I want to explore this and see if it can release some areas of the psyche, you know, and just the way that it feels right. So I'm gonna offer maybe some classic key sentences, and you'll see if they resonate and how you want to maybe adapt them, or, you know. And do you know all these things that we bring up? Time is limited in a way. We have loads of time. It's infinite time. This retreat's never ending, it seems, maybe. But still, like, when we come here, you know, there's like just 10, 12 minutes. So, of course, not all the subtleties of such a, you know, rich, let's put it like this, subject will be brought out, you know. But if there's one aspect that stands out for you that is not named, name it for yourself. You know, oh, Pascal is not mentioning this. It's an important point, you know. So make sure it's there for you if it has to be, you know. And so I heard you find your seat or posture. Invite you to feel the body there. However it feels at this time, maybe heavy or tired or achy, or maybe light for some reason, or balanced or calm. And becoming aware of the life force alive in you right now. there is life, consciousness, there's intelligence, sensitivities, and alive in you right now. It shows up through hearing the voice or the birds or insects. The life shows up through the sensitivity to warmth or movement of air. And so this life inside of you, notice how you want this life to be at peace. Maybe put your own words there. Easeful. Safe. Maybe joyful or radiant. There's a wish in there, a beautiful wish for inner well-being, for this whole being system of intelligence and sensitivity. And maybe recognizing, you know, that for the different ways that I have abandoned myself, hurt myself, knowingly or unknowingly, led by fear or norms, confusion, greed, hatred, not knowing, for all the ways that I've abandoned myself, hurt myself. I want right now to offer myself forgiveness. Or to the extent possible just now, I want to offer myself forgiveness. You can stay in silence here or try these words for yourself. Similar words that fit. For the ways that I might have hurt others, abandoned others, betrayed them, I want to offer myself forgiveness, understanding that I was led by confusion, reactivity, visiting toxic forces. Feeling the body again, just sitting here, or lying here. Just for a moment, I give myself a break. For a moment, I let go of resentment towards myself, or judgment, or harshness. At least for a moment. letting go of the thoughts related to this theme, if you want, just taking a moment to hear the sounds of the night. Feel the light, even through the eyes closed, of the evening. The kind of sweet, dark, velvety. Darkness that is coming. Maybe you can feel the gentle freshness of the air, of the night air coming in. And if somebody comes to mind that you would like to do, to offer forgiveness to, or intend to, let's see who comes to mind, an other comes to mind spontaneously maybe. Might see this person, have them in mind. Might be at a distance. They might be in your heart. You. For the ways that you have hurt me. Through your speech, your actions, your thoughts. I would like to extend forgiveness right now. I intend to release the hatred from my heart. Through your reactivity, your fear, greed, desire for control, power, confusion, you might have said things or done things. Or not said things. I'd like for a moment at least to give you a break here. And wish you well. See what could be your words if you want to put this in words. And if it's right, if it's the right time, letting go of the thought related to this being and connecting with the experience here now of breath, feeling the hands resting where they rest. for the last bit here. If you want to ask someone for forgiveness, it could be the same person you were just thinking about, or somebody else. Someone comes to mind, maybe. You might think of the ways you might have hurt this person, did, maybe, through deeds, or words, or thoughts. For the ways that I have hurt you, under the spell of confusion, reactivity, revenge, desire, I'd like humbly to ask for your forgiveness right now. For the ways that I have hurt you knowingly or unknowingly, I'd like to ask for your forgiveness. Maybe still with this asking for forgiveness, if it resonates for you, if there is a group of beings, or could be humans or non-humans, or Gaia herself, the earth, if you have had lack of consideration for a group of people, a group of beings, biases, prejudice, wishing ill, or having been disrespectful in some ways, or lacking of consideration. If you'd like to recognize this, it might be a good time tonight. Hey, you, all of you, or you. I haven't really stopped to consider you well. I'd like to recognize this. I'd like to give you a break from my biases or lack of consideration. Allowing you to be seen and heard. Allowing you to bloom. Recognizing your worth, or value, sensitivity. Your right to be safe. stay here for a couple of minutes together and see how you want to use these last few minutes here. May we all, through our care and consideration and harmlessness, offer beings freedom from fear. May we gain, in the same way, freedom from fear. May all beings be protected and be able to offer protection. May all beings be free. Thank you for this full day of practice, and thank you for honoring the silence as we do, and for keeping the practice alive, because we become pillars for each other. When I would kind of give up, abandon. Maybe I see everybody coming back to the hall. So we're doing this not only for ourselves, but it's an offering for others. We're creating a community of intention. Yeah. And so that's pretty powerful. So thank you for keeping this container, this liminal space, this ritual alive up until now and until Sunday. Good night.